Jesus said, the day Noah went into the ark, the flood came and wiped everyone away. He said, the day that Lot left Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone rained down, destroyed the whole place. He said, it will be exactly like that when I return. It will happen in a day. A day. There won't be months of build-up on the news. Oh, it seems as though Jesus is coming back. No chance. He will be back. He's back. In a day. One day. Jesus said, the Son of Man will be like lightning when he comes. Several times he used the phrase, lightning. Whack, he's here. So here's a question. Are you ready? The days are evil. You need to make the most of your opportunity. This is your opportunity to repent. Because Jesus can come back at any unexpected time. Once I was in our back garden, hanging loads of washing out. We've got a big family, so we had loads of washing. Loads of little kids. This was years ago. I was hanging all the washing out on the line. And I knew our neighbours were in the States. And we got on all right with them. We had a little fence. Not a big fence. I looked at their washing line and I thought, I think I'll hang a bit of our washing on their line. I know it's really cheeky and it's terrible, but I did it. Margaret said, don't do it, don't do it. I said, it'll be fine, they're in the States, don't worry. So I jumped over the fence and hung a few bits of washing on their line. And you know what happened, don't you? About 10 minutes later, they walked out the back door. They'd come back early. And I saw Sue, our next door neighbour, stood having a fag at the back door. And I thought, oh no, no, no. My wife went swinging in the wind like a big sail. And it's embarrassing, isn't it? They came back early, unexpected, they're back. And you don't want to get to the point where it's too late for you, do you? If you leave something too long, I'll just leave it. Too late. I was in India once, years ago, with Pete Conroy. You know Pete, don't you? And he's been a great friend of mine for years. We're both preaching in this village, and some of you have been to India, you know what this is like. Pitch black everywhere else, one light bulb. And there's loads of dogs barking in the dark. Indian dogs, you don't go near them. They're all barking, barking, barking in the dark. Loads of dogs barking. And it's really easy to get diarrhea in India, isn't it? Anyone had diarrhea in India? Thank you. And it's bad. It's really bad. And Pete had diarrhea. This was church. And he said to me, and it was his turn to preach. He said, you ready to preach 2 minutes? He said, yeah, yeah. And then he went, I think I'm going to have to go to the loo. And I said, okay, well, you know. But he was a bit nervous because there's all dogs barking in the dark. And so shall I go into the dark with the dogs? I said, I don't know, you kind of feel like I would, but... And then he like looks at me with those big Pete Connery eyes. And too late! And I said, what do you mean? He said, too late! And I said, what do you want to do? He said, I'm going to have to get rid of these undies. So... Then he decided he's going to go in the dark, so he went into the dark. He hid his undies. He hung on a tree. This is true, listen. He hung on a tree. The great thing was, all the dogs stopped barking. But anyway, here's the point. You know, you can leave things too late, can't you? Too late! I was taking Margaret up to this concert for our wedding anniversary a couple of years back up in Edinburgh. Margaret loves classical music. Me, I'm a punk rocker, but anyway, but she likes classical music. So for her, I took her to see this orchestra and this famous pianist from South America, this woman, amazing apparently. And I bought the tickets, and it was expensive, you know, it was our anniversary, we were going up there for the weekend. I told her about the little surprise, and she was dead excited. But she was late setting off, so she... It was her as well. And I said, listen, love, you know, got to get to Edinburgh for this thing, you know, you better speed up, you better be quick. And, okay, just won't be long. And I said, listen, love, you know what, we're pushing it really short. Can I just nip into Teesside Park and get something on the way? Can if you want, but we've got to get up that road, you know, if we hit any traffic and all the rest. And you can guess what happens, can you? We get up to Edinburgh. We got in the thing. We were 10 minutes late. And with these famous pianists and that, once they've started, you're not getting in. They'd shut the doors. I bought the ticket. We had every right to go in, but we were too late. They said, oh, sorry, you can't go in. I looked at Margaret's face. She was devastated. They said, you can go in the second half after the interval for the orchestra, but you can't hear the pianist. And there was no way we were going to open the doors, no way. They said, do you want us to put a couple of chairs near the doors and you can listen if you want? And I was like, yeah. They gave us a couple of chairs. We sat down. Margaret was silent. She sat there. Tears running down her face. It's too late. But it's okay. Do you know what? It's only a pianist. But what about with heaven and God? What about you? Are you going to let that happen to you? Oh, I'll sort it out. No, hang on a minute. What if you're too late? Jesus said, once I've come back and shut the door, you'll stand outside. You'll see what's going on. You'll hear what's going on. But you know what? You're too late. The door's shut. You need to take the opportunity to repent seriously. That's what Peter said in his letter. Because people in the early church, some people were saying, oh, where's this second coming he's promised? And Peter said, people who talk like that forget a couple of things. One is that 1,000 years with the Lord is like a day. And a day is like 1,000 years. Time's irrelevant with God. So in God's estimation, it's been 2 days since Jesus went back to heaven. Not 2,000 years. It's like 2 days to them. It's just happened. The second thing they forget is this. God's patience is your opportunity to repent. This is your opportunity to repent. How do you repent? You let go of sin and get hold of Jesus. Simple as that. It's not like God and get hold of. You let go of this world and your life and sin and all that. You let go of it and you take hold of Jesus. Have you done that yet? Have you still got hold of this? Well, yeah, I'd like to follow you, Jesus. Follow me. Yeah, I'm coming, but I've still got hold of him or her or it or that or this world. It's just the world, isn't it? It is tantalising and exciting, isn't it, the world? That bit in the Goofy movie where Goofy wants to take him fishing. He says, come on, Max, I want to save you from it all. And Max says, but I like it all. There is something to let go of. There's something to lose. There's something to die. You let go of your life. This is life or death. It is heaven or hell. This is your destiny. This isn't a game. It's not a video game. It's not a little fantasy world. Like the movies, all escape into our brain. That source code. It doesn't matter if you blow up, you can still live in another reality. Nah. Now this is real life now. There is a heaven, there is a hell, there is a death coming, yours. You need to let go. That's repenting. Let go. And you need to get hold with both hands of Jesus. Now. You need to do it now. I'm warning you. You need to do it now. You also, this is your opportunity because you're young. The other opportunity you've got is youth. You know, if Jesus doesn't come back, you can still waste your life. When I was 17, I became a Christian, about your age. And I didn't waste my youth. I could have. I was a punk rocker. I was an absolute waster. I had no education. Still got no education. No education or anything. I had nothing going for me. No confidence. My mother and dad lived in a flat. My dad and my brother were fighting. My dad was drinking. He was a bouncer at the casino in the Dragonaire in Middlesbrough. My dad, who sells those books out there, Ernie! Yeah, Ernie! Him! What's my dad? He was a bouncer. Unbelievable, but true. Drinking whiskey, fighting, we were absolutely lost. And then I became a Christian, the only Christian in the family. Met Jesus, got born again, got filled with the Holy Spirit. Our dad threw me out. So I went, because he didn't want a born again punk rocker in the house, who would? He's never going to get a new wife, is he? So he threw me out in Billingham, and I went to live in a bedsit in Middlesbrough. But I took my best little friend with me, my black and white portable telly that I'd grown up with in my bedroom. And I was going out with Margaret at the time, so that helped. And I had a mate who'd also become a Christian, Watty. Didn't know any other Christians though. There wasn't any house churches them days. This stuff didn't exist. Went and plugged my little telly in, and in my bed sit, I'd come in, lonely. You put the telly on, don't you? It's your little friend, it's your voice, someone's there. And I'd be watching some stuff that probably wasn't very good. I mean, in those days, it wasn't that bad, to be honest. But it probably wasn't good. Some sexy stuff.